The acting dean of the Faculty of Law at the Central University College, Professor Ken Atefa, says the winner-takes-all system of governance creates acrimony, generates a sense of discontent, and impoverishes society. This is because the brains of experienced and competent people in other parties are neglected. Professor Atefa spoke to Radio Ghana on a research conducted by the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA. Joyce Jeche reports.
The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has since its establishment 25 years been spearheading research-based advocacy to improve on the governance system in the country. One of such research initiatives is the review of the winner-takes-all practice of governance, which the Institute thinks polarizes the body politics and stifles development. As the Institute celebrates its silver jubilee, the acting dean of the Faculty of Law at the Central University, Professor Kenneth Tefa, talks about the need to review that practice.
It is a moribund form of democracy that because you win the majority, undo everything that your predecessor appears to have done, especially with respect to public appointments. It creates acrimony, it generates a sense of discontent in society, it creates needless anxiety, and at the end of the day, it impoverishes the society because the brain power of those who are great, who are experienced, and who are competent is neglected. And usually, novices who are propelled by self-interest and partisan considerations are pumped into office to the detriment of the body politic and society at large. That is to be condemned, and that is to be distanced from our system. And it's in that regard that I congratulate the IEA for initiating a process toward a serious public debate or discourse.
A former Supreme Court judge, Justice V.C.R.A.C. Crabb, refuted arguments that the president has been given too much powers in the Constitution.
Don't think the president has too much powers. Anywhere the president has a discretionary power, is either doing it in consultation with the Council of State, acting on the advice of the Council of State, with the approval of Parliament, or with the approval of the District Assembly. If these people in the Assembly do not approve of what the President is doing, it won't be done.
On the issue of President appointing all his ministers from Parliament, this is how Justice V.C.R.A.C. Crabb responded.
In this country, there are quite a number of people who are very good, who, when they are asked to serve, will do it. But they don't want to go and stand on the political platform for some nincompoop to abuse them. But then they can be brought into government and they will help the country. That is the rationale behind ministers being appointed out of Parliament.
He made reference to England, where all ministers are appointed from Parliament. Whereas in America, it is only the Vice President who presides over Senate.